The Border Art Residency enables artists to pursue their craft without the worry of immediate sales or an outside job to pay for housing expenses. Artists selected for the program are able to achieve a greater degree of personal growth by concentrating on individual goals. The residency sits on an orchard and sculpture garden in La Union, New Mexico, a former cotton gin reworked to provide living and studio space. Today, my guest is Fausto Fernandez, this year's Border Art resident, who will be having a show opening on Thursday, April 30th at the Station Urban Offices, located at 500 West Overland in downtown El Paso. Welcome, Fausto.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
I'm so excited that you're here.
Me too.
Because I feel like you'll have a unique insight on not just how our community has blossomed, but, I mean, obviously how you have blossomed. So you grew up on this border.
Yes, I was born here, but I always lived in Juarez. I was in Juarez for 25 years. A lot of us were born here with my family.
Yeah.
But then, you know, it's just so close that most of us lived in Juarez, so... But I used to cross the border, like, before September 11 and all that craziness, you know, like, it was really common to just drive across the border and come to school. So, yeah, I did my school in Mexico, and then I did my college in Utah, and I was here for 6.5 years studying painting and graphic design.
So, were you familiar with the Border Art Residency when you were a student at Utah?
I was here when Ray, he was my sculptor professor back then, and then he was living at the residency, but it wasn't a residency. It was just his property.
Right.
And he started the residency later. So, yeah, I was living here when he started the residency. I was really young, but I remember my friend Carlos Gutierrez. He was one of the residents. So I remember visiting, and that was a long time ago.
So you grow up here, you go, you've lived in other cities for a long time. I think you said you lived in Arizona for 10 years?
Yeah, I was here until I was 25 years old when I graduated. And then when I graduated, I went to Mississippi for 3 months. Then I went to Arizona for 10 years. And then I went to LA for 3 years. And then I got the opportunity for the residency. So I moved here I left my place in LA, my studio, so that I can do the residency. And the reason that I applied for the residency was that I felt that I was away for 14 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I will come to Christmas and weddings and things like that.
Right, the fun stuff.
The fun stuff. But I really just needed to be close to the family. And I think that's what when I applied for the residency, that's what I said, that I felt like I wanted to come here and be part of El Paso somehow and just be close to my family. I mean, I never really lived in El Paso.
Right.
So, and when I was a student, I don't think I was an artist, you know, so like I was still trying to figure out. So, yeah, so I just wanted to be here for a little bit.
And what differences have you seen in the community since you moved and now that you're back?
I spent a lot of time in Juarez, and I guess now that I'm here, a lot has changed, you know. I was gone for 14 years, all that craziness that happened, you know, like I missed it.
Yes.
I would hear about it, but I missed it.
Right.
It feels fine. It feels good. You know, it feels, all my friends that I grew up with, they're all doing their thing, you know. So they got their families and their kids, and I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out. But it's been great to be painting here, and it's been great. I was in LA. There's a lot of artists. There's a lot of opportunities, you know. I was feeling a little hesitant about leaving, and I wasn't sure what was going to happen here, but a lot of good things have been happening. As soon as I got here to the residency, I mean, the space is amazing. I don't think I've ever had a studio.
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful.
You can't beat it.
It's like 2,000 square foot space, probably, or more. It seems longer. It's just amazing. It's just, I'm alone there. I don't have to pay rent. You know, LA
was
really expensive.
It's like an artist's dream, no?
Yeah, it was. It's an artist's dream. It is. It's pretty amazing, and I feel really happy to be there. I've been really productive. I want to visit Santa Fe. I've never been before. There's a few things that I want to do here. I want to go to Santa Fe, which I did. And then I want to go to Marfa, Texas, and then other things. But while I've been here, I got a gallery in Santa Fe. And they've been doing really good for me while I've been here in my residency.
That's amazing.
Turner Carroll Gallery.
All right. So speaking of all the work that you've produced, has the size of your studio impacted the size of your work? Are you working on these massive pieces, or what are you?
No, I think I've always worked in the same dimensions. I did a few big ones. They're mostly about 3 feet by 3 feet, and then there's some that are 6 by 8 feet. So, yeah, that's usually my format.
And it's mostly paint? I mean, I know you do mixed media.
I do image transfers with gel medium, photographs. I do acrylics and collages. And
cool.
They're abstracts, and some of them are portraits.
Now, all the works that you'll be showing at the station, are all those works that you produced here at the Border Art Residency?
There's half and half.
Okay.
I made a lot of work here, but I took a lot to my gallery. Then I'm making new work for the show. So I have about maybe 8 new pieces, and I have another 8 probably. They're all mixed, like either last year or this year.
So for art enthusiasts such as myself, are the works for sale?
Yeah, they'll be for sale.
All right. Yeah. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Tell us about your show, because we're running out of time, but I want to make sure that people see your work mm-hmm. on a wall in its glory. And more than anything, I mean, the openings are always a fun party.
Yeah, well, the show is mostly it's a form of me saying thank you for the opportunity for me to be at the residence. And also to be around my friends and family. So there's a lot of people that haven't seen my work and they'd like to see it.
They probably wonder, what do you do, right?
Yeah, I know. And they follow me on Facebook and Instagram, but...
So your show here in El Paso happens at the Station Urban offices. It's a really neat place, kind of an industrial building at 500 West Overland.
Yes, that's really nice.
And the party is on April 30th.
And they've been really good to me, too, so I really appreciate it. Like, they're part of Amor por Juarez. And
yes, like, and I think they get what you're doing, and, uh-huh. and so the space is conducive to showcasing your art.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be a great time, and we're thankful that you came back and that you were excited to be a part of El Paso too.
And hopefully I'll be doing more projects here. I really like it.
Yes.
I feel really happy with the response. So
well,
it's been really nice.
Congratulations on
Thank
being
you.
Our Border Art resident, on being productive, getting the gallery representation in
Thank
Santa
you.
Fe. And we'll see you at your art show on Thursday, April 30th at the Station Urban offices located at 500 West Overland. My guest today has been Fausto Fernandez, artist in residency at the Border Art Residency. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hope to see you.